Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing warm and sunny weather, particularly in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has killed a Hamas terror cell commander in the Gaza Strip. The Hamas commander was Muhannad Othman Yassin Farwana. Also, Ynet informs us earlier this hour that the U.S. may transfer Iranian assets to Gulf states to cover strike damage. This follows another Iranian attack targeting Kuwait and Bahrain. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli commandos operated to Iran's north in Azerbaijan as part of a broader covert network across the Middle East. Separately, I-24 News says an IDF soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during clashes in Huwara. And finally, in earlier reporting, CNN reveals Israeli commandos conducted operations in Azerbaijan, indicating a concerted military effort against Tehran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi posted just minutes ago that protests have resumed across Iran, with people demanding an end to the regime. Adam Louis Klein shared moments ago that anti-Zionism, in his view, is akin to regressive ideologies, drawing parallels to historical atrocities. The Times of Israel reports that France and its allies are considering coordinated sanctions to pressure Israel over the West Bank as diplomats discuss potential measures. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF operation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that Muhannad Othman Yassin Farwana was involved in planning attacks against Israeli civilians. This targeted action aims to disrupt potential threats and enhance security in the region. Turning to the U.S. considering asset transfers to Gulf states, Ynet notes this strategy follows Iranian aggression in Kuwait and Bahrain. The move could balance regional stability by funding reconstruction efforts damaged by such attacks. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into Israel's covert operations in Azerbaijan. This network, reportedly run by Jerusalem, facilitated military efforts against Tehran, highlighting Israel's strategic reach in countering Iranian influence. Separately, I-24 News covers the incident in Huwara, where an IDF soldier was filmed during a clash. The footage raises concerns about military conduct and could impact Israel's image internationally. On the economic front, first, Katech reports that Centrical has raised $39 million after refocusing its business for the AI era. The Israeli software company is targeting both human and AI management. Separately, Globes reveals that France has again banned Israel from the Eurosatory defense exhibition. Israeli defense companies are barred from presenting assault weapons. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Anthropic has confidentially filed for an IPO, marking a significant step in the AI industry. The company, linked to Israel, is valued at $900 billion. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.